Mortgage Services LLC.
Usually open the Good Day Weekend program with music from a television program, but because of the passing of Larry Hagman, who is dead, age 81, and this is a medical program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service. You may call 888-553-7536 to discuss, I suppose, even the demise of Larry Hagman, who's one of the most venerable of all the television stars around, I think, these days. His role in Dallas certainly marked a pivotal thing, not only for him, but for a lot of people that like those evening soap operas. So, Ken, what do you know about Larry Hagman's passing?
There's a textbook of medicine to learn about Larry Hagman. I have to admit, I'm going to admit on national radio that I love Dallas. And I watched it. I was in my 20s and 30s and hardly missed an episode, and I miss him a lot. I grew up with I Dream of Jeannie as a young child, and I like that show also. Larry Hagman can teach us a lot of lessons. His mother, Mary Martin, who was a star on Broadway and in Hollywood, so he came from a very colorful family, and his father actually was an attorney who fought the oil barons of the early 30s, and that's where he was exposed to a lot of what he did on Dallas. But Larry Hagman, who died this past Friday at age 81, as Doug said, from complications from his battle with throat cancer. He had also suffered, Doug, from liver cancer and cirrhosis of the liver in the 1990s after decades of drinking. I heard that he consumed 4 bottles of champagne each day when he was making Dallas.
Wow.
He also smoked cigarettes and marijuana, and he also used LSD. We know that throat cancer, we used to think it was most due to cigarettes, which he used, and also excessive alcohol, but we now know that it's probably most commonly due to oral sex, not to put a damper on that.
Really?
But it probably all of these habits got Larry in trouble. I have to say a few good words about him. He actually got on the soapbox against smoking later in his life, and also he was a great assistant to help people get organ transplantation. He was a great advocate of it. So although he lived a bit of a too colorful life and he paid the price, he also entertained many of us. And I think if you think about the 1980s, this is something that you think about Larry Hagman.
Well, I was suggesting the only connection I ever had with Larry Hagman was at a drugstore in Santa Monica about 6 months ago. I think it was, well, it would have been March, probably mid-March of this year. He was in his little drugstore, and I happened to have stopped in to get some Benadryl or something for Charlotte. And it was a little teeny, not in the big one of the big box stores, a little neighborhood drugstore. And he was there, and he eyeballed everybody who came in. Very dapper looking, dressed to the nines, not in an outrageous, but a mature sense. That was the impression you got of him. And he always knew, or my sense was, as he was looking at everybody, he always knew everybody was looking at him. Which sometimes, you know, people who are well known for whatever the reason, you know, actresses and actors and people who are well known are all over the place, especially in Santa Monica and at some of these areas where a lot of the people who are well known love to have neat houses on the beach. So it was really, I remember him dressed, he had a vest on, Ken, and these very dapper woolen slacks, and he had on a hat that was very distinguishable and distinguished. He was tall, and he left you with the impression that I am someone to deal with. I didn't realize that he had all those maladies. Maybe that's why he was in the drugstore, to get things to take care of what it is that did him in.
I'm amazed he made it to 81.
With all of what you just said? Right, yeah.
He must have had amazing medical care.
Yeah, but he didn't look bad. It's very, you know, you look at people and you never tell. Looks are sometimes deceiving, but a pretty interesting story about a pretty interesting guy. And so what do we learn from his death? That's always the question that I have. When somebody dies, what do you learn from their death? In his circumstance, he did all kinds of things that were abusive. I can't begin to imagine 4 bottles of champagne a day.
And what
that might do to you. Is that, you know, people think, well, champagne is good. Good how?
Good for you in one way.
It's amazing when you think about the safe dose of alcohol per day for an adult male is 2 servings.
Mm-hmm.
And for a woman, it's up to 1 per day.
Mm.
And here he probably never, rarely met it during, for many decades. After he got it, his liver, he apparently gave it up. And
gave up smoking, marijuana, LSD, all of that stuff. But it's just, it's a very interesting story. And too bad, because he was an icon that people were surprised, actually, when he showed up again on the New Dallas. But it was something he was identified with, that and I Dream of Jeannie, right?
Exactly. It's a tribute to American medicine that, given all the abuse that he had had, had he lived 2 decades earlier, he would have never made it this far.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a question that you have about health care when you hear people say, politicians, we have the best medical care in the world? I've never agreed with that because I don't think it's true. We have the best machinery and we have the ability to prolong somebody's life. If that's what you think is good medicine, I guess that's up to you. I think good medicine is preventative in nature, and we have very little of that. So under the circumstances, maybe that's a good question for people in terms of how you prevent. Did Larry Hagman prevent himself from being sicker or dying earlier? No. He abused the hell out of himself. So if it weren't for some extraordinary care, some of which was due to probably his stature as an actor, the average person, I'm going to bet, who, if you did what he did to his body, would you have lasted this long? My bet is the answer to that is a big no. And there are plenty of things I'm sure that he did, or that people did for him or with him, to prolong his life, to pay extraordinary care, extra care, take care of him better than perhaps you. He had probably some dough. I'm guessing he wasn't a pauper. So under the... Well, I mean, am I legitimate in asking that question? Think
I'm
about
sure
what he survived. Yeah, well, it depends on what he got out of the reruns for Dallas. But in essence, he looked certainly his clothing, and he lived in Santa Monica. That's not a cheap place to live. So yeah, he probably had a few bucks.
They still play "I Dream of Jeannie" each night in Orlando.
There you go. All right. So what are your thoughts about the healthcare system and whether it's discriminating or not? Do you think you would have received, after Ken went through that laundry list of things that he did to abuse himself, if you had done that to your body at the same time that he was doing it to his, you think you'd still be around now? 888-553-7536. Okay, some other items of interest coming up in this half hour, depending on what input we have from you. By the way, email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstefan.com. Doug Stefan and Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, focusing on what happens to your heart if you don't have a job. That's coming up here. 888-553-7536. Listen carefully now to some information that Ken and I have about a product that's so good for your teeth. It's not often. When I go visit Ken, like I'm going to in a couple of weeks, he goes through me with a fine-tooth comb. He'll tell me to open up and say, ah, even. And at that point, he can look at my teeth. When you look at people who come to you as a cardio care specialist, and you look at their teeth, their gums, the things in their mouth that are an indicator of how their overall health is, right?
Oral health is very important for heart health. We see a lot of inflammation in the gums. This can lead to inflammation into the circulation, Doug, and excess inflammation combined with excessive fat in the blood. That's what produces plaques, which rupture and cause heart attacks, the number one killer of Americans. So keeping your mouth healthy will lower your risk of the number one killer.
So as we sit here and we talk about this kind of health, oral health, your physical, basically all around well-being, it helps people to be healthy if they feel like they are healthy, if they are feeling good. So feeling healthy and looking healthy, Ken, pretty important stuff.
Well, every day we sit here, we talk about health, feeling good. It's a top priority, Doug, but looking healthy is just as important. There's nothing that makes you look more unhealthy and older than yellow stained teeth. And I'm going to tell you how to get rid of that ugly look. Doug, it's called Power Swabs, and I use it because it's the only patented product that uses a naturally derived tooth detergent. It removes stains from the teeth. Best of all, it works in just 5 minutes. Power Swabs, it was developed by a dentist, and there are no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 2 minutes, and your teeth are whiter in just 5 minutes. And unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs, they work on natural teeth as well as bonding, veneers, caps, and crowns.
Works on everything, makes you look better and feel better, therefore you will be better. And if you'd like to have a risk-free supply of Power Swabs, all you do right now is pick up the phone and dial 800-867-4089. Speak to one of the nice people there who will help you get your order for Power Swabs. Get them so you can clean your teeth up. 800-867-4089. Clinically proven. Power Swabs are clinically proven. And that's why Ken likes that stuff. He likes the evidence. Make your smile whiter in 5 minutes with Power Swabs. Call today and get 40% off a one-month supply when you tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. That's right. 40% off a one-month supply of Power Swabs. That's the name to remember. Power Swabs. 800-867-4089.
When consumers rush to get the latest high-tech gadgets, security is often an afterthought. This holiday, we expect devices from Windows 8 by Microsoft to be in popular demand. Dozens of new PCs, laptops, and tablets loaded with Windows 8 will be available when nearly 60% of holiday shoppers plan to hit stores in December. Be sure to secure your new investment with this advice from Marion Merritt, Internet Safety Advocate with Norton by Symantec.
There are easy things you can do to protect your new PC, laptop, or tablet. First, commit to security from the start with a service like Norton Live PC Quick Start, which will help get your new machine up and running safely and easily. And be sure to choose your apps carefully. Next, secure your passwords by making them both complex and unique. And beware of unknown links on social networks and suspicious websites. Finally, secure your device with a product like Norton 360 Multi-Device, which protects multiple gadgets with just one solution.
For more security tips, check out Marion Merritt's blog at norton.com/askmarion.
888-553-7536. That's the number for Dr. Ken. His blog at drkenshow.com is a good way to keep up with some of the news. For example, the fact of one's employment has a major impact on his or her heart health, huh?
Losing your job, being unemployed, it may make you end up in the cardiologist, the heart doctor's office. This comes out of the Archives of Internal Medicine. They went online with this article. It's in print. It's going to be out in the next few months. What we learn is that unemployment and a history of job loss, it actually raises the risk for heart attacks. The risk of heart attacks was highest during the first year of unemployment, and the more jobs a person loses, the higher the risk. So this is just another example of how stress affects your heart health.
Stress, and more stress. And if you're unhappy at work, I would imagine the same sort of thing is true, isn't it, Ken?
Absolutely. Yeah. Out of control, unhappy workers, this is just not good for your heart health.
So if you worked at the Hostess factory, you probably better go find a job that you like to counter whatever happened to you maybe while you were working there. Not only if you ate a lot of the stuff that they made, but just the fact that the working conditions seem to get less and less positive.
It's sad. As so many people drive on I-4 in Orlando to work, you just
that
smell
plant.
That delicious
Gone.
Aroma.
Yeah. Mammogram news up and coming next. So if you're, it depends on where you are in your cycle of things, but Ken's going to update you on a couple of things there on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Healthy soils grow healthy. healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ken, enjoying I Dream of Jeannie in celebration of the life of Larry Hagman, who passed away this past Friday from throat cancer. If you'd like to join us, I'd like to hear what you think of it. Are there any lessons in the life that Larry Hagman led? We have some lines open. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. I'll be glad to put you on the air. Answer all your health care questions from head to toe. 1-888-553-7536. Toll free from anywhere in the country. I'm a trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist. Been in medicine over 30 years. There's almost nothing I haven't seen at least once. Everybody's walking around with some question. Are you wondering what Thanksgiving has done to your health? I'd like to help you. 1-888-55-DRKN. Questions about the kids, your parents, yourself, your friends, your spouse. I've been in medicine and I enjoy taking care of patients. I'd like to share with you my experience. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association. I've been practicing cardiology in Mount Dora outside of Orlando for my 25th year right now. If you want to talk about what's going on in the nation about health care, 1-888-55-DRKEN.
Or email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Valerie has a question. I wouldn't be surprised if this brings about some discussion as well. Her question has to do with her own circumstance. That is, her doctor made an error in her care, and she wonders about suing the doctor, and she wonders whether, whether you've ever been sued. I would bet that the answer to that is no. But you still have to carry a lot of insurance, medical malpractice insurance, because there are doctors who do make complaints, mistakes. I guess that unless you're some kind of superhuman, you're going to, if you're practicing like you do 10 or 12 hours a day, you're going to make a mistake. Doctors make mistakes. Dentists make, we all of us make mistakes. So what happens in the system if you make a mistake, whether it's careless or unintentional?
What happens?
Yeah, I mean, what's the process for if somebody dies under someone's care and it's malfeasance, or if there's a somebody, you know, remember the doctors who cut off the wrong legs in the operation, or they took out the wrong liver, I mean, the wrong kidney, you know, that kind of stuff. What happens?
Well, one of the big problems in this whole area there's something called treatment failure. And this occurs when the doctor does the right thing, they follow the evidence, they do everything possible, and there's a poor outcome. And depending on the relationship that you have with your patient, sometimes this is understood, sometimes it's not. Sometimes patients want to play the medical lottery. They look at it as a way to get rich. And then on the other hand, the other side of the spectrum, sometimes doctors make absolutely horrible errors. Like, as you point out, the error where they remove the wrong side of the body. And this is where hopefully patients are made whole. And I don't know how you can ever, even with a check, be made whole. But there's a wide spectrum, and that's the real difficulty in determining what exactly is bad practice.
All right. So under the circumstances,
there's too much profitability in the whole thing. You know, the attorneys,
profitability in some kind of a suit?
In malpractice, yes. It's a very profitable industry. The lawyers make a third of what's won.
Whatever the,
And, you know, some of the richest people in the country are trial attorneys, and they make their money very often in malpractice insurance, slip and fall attorneys.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'll tell you that they're for the people and they're trying to make sure that people get what they deserve. And there is certainly a fraction of doctors and who are not doing the right thing, but it's amazing the percentage of doctors in their career who ultimately end up with malpractice suits. You know, it's estimated, I believe the statistic is at least 25% or more of all doctors at some point will get sued, and often it doesn't even relate to whether they're good doctors or not. Training and credentials don't correlate with numbers of lawsuits. What might is people who are in the highest risk specialties, obstetrics, neurosurgery. These are the kinds of problems. What's often ends up in malpractice is when cancer's not diagnosed early as it should, when heart attacks are not diagnosed as they properly should be. This is often where much of the malpractice is, and also a lot of it's in the birth of the young. And
really?
This is an area that's very, very tricky.
Coming up, a question about belly fat and diabetes. By the way, if you'd like to, as you listen to Dr. Ken, have a consultation with him in his office in Florida, certainly it's easy enough to do that. To connect with him, you dial 800-LAKE-CARDIO. That's 800-LAKE-CARDIO. People come from all around the world to visit with Dr. Ken, and there's a good reason for that, because he's good. 800-LAKE-CARDIO. Our number here is 888-55-DR-KEN. We continue with your call straight ahead here on Good Day Weekend.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken Kronhaus this weekend. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Had any problems eating the wrong foods? I had.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestion. digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
And it's Thanksgiving weekend, so how is your health after eating maybe more than you should have? Dr. Ken can address that. He's here live. And your thoughts and questions, the circumstances in which you find yourself health-wise at the moment, certainly good for us to scrutinize. We're also talking about, sort of tossing it back and forth, the passing of Larry Hagman, the actor. 888-553-7536 is the phone number. And please, when you call, because we may be involved in some conversation that will take 2 or 3 minutes, would be wise if you spend all the time in going through the clearance process. That is us finding out. It actually is a little insensitive, really. I don't mean to sound like a bully or a jerk, but if you take the time of the people, while there are other people calling around, you spend 2 or 3 minutes to tell the folks who answer the phone here what your story is so we can get to the question, get you on the air, and then you just hang up. Because you don't want to wait a few minutes. Please don't waste our time and yours, because it's going to normally take some time. Some people hang on the phone for 40 minutes or an hour to get their question asked. We don't like that, but we get to the phone calls as quickly as we can. Ken likes to spend some time with you, so be patient, and we'll get to as many people to help as many people as possible. Like Shirley, who's calling from Manassas, Wisconsin. Where is that, Shirley?
About 30 miles south of Green Bay.
Oh, okay. So what may we do to you or for you to help you?
I just recently heard on TV that carrying my cell phone in my sports bra can cause breast cancer. I wanted to know if it's true or if there's any...
You carry your cell phone in your sports bra when you're exercising? Is that what do you do for exercise?
When I'm at work.
At your work, okay.
Yeah, I have it on vibrate.
Uh-huh. All right, what do you think, Ken? Is that true?
Shirley, there's limited evidence to support what you're saying. There was an article in Environmental Health Trust. It's a newsletter, and it was in the last May issue, where they actually report a woman who developed breast cancer. And if you look at the distribution of the cells in the breast that were involved, they outline the cell phone that she kept in her bra. So this did raise some concerns about this, but that's all that I can find in the literature about this. But cell phones, they do give off some radiation. What I recommend people doing, if you go on the web, you can get a list of the cell phones, because there's a wide range of how much radiation is given off by the various cell phones. Some give off a lot, some give off very minimal. And you can find, if you look around on the web, these scales that show the least to the most radiation emissions for the cell phones. Guys who are trying to become fathers, there's studies showing that it decreases their fertility, the effectiveness of their sperm when they wear their cell phones on the belt. So they're giving off some radiation, but whether they're actually a big cause of these problems, there's not a whole lot of good data out there to support it, but it does raise some concern.
What about the, I just tuned out there for a second. You're talking about cell phones actually and their impact on your ear, inner ear, and
well,
brain?
Well, that's another area where people look, and this has been studied so hard, and the evidence is, one study comes out one way, one study comes out another way. Usually when that's true, the evidence is somewhere in between. It's hard to show a strong effect. But there might be subgroups of people who are more sensitive to this, and over prolonged usage of it, it might become an issue. My advice with the cell phones is to use a hands-free, use the speaker, and keep it away from your ear. But I know even in my house, convincing people to change their behavior is not easy.
All right, there it is, ma'am.
Is there a website that I can find out on how my cell phone, how much radiation?
There are some websites. I've seen them before. I'll look around for it and mention it. But if you just do a search about it, you'll find a number of them.
All right, good question, Shirley. Thanks for asking it. Next, we go to Ron, who's in Utica, New York, listening to the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken. Hi, Ron.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Ron.
How are you doing this morning?
Good.
All right. I have a quick question about heart health. If I was to only be able to do one thing to keep my heart as healthy as possible, would you suggest exercise over a healthy diet or supplements? What would you suggest if I...
Why would you only want to do one...
Wow.
Why would you only want to do one thing? Why would you want to do as much as you could do?
Like right now, I'm out in the middle of the snow delivering papers. I have really screwed up hours. I have kids. And so it's hard for me to, you know,
Ron,
eat right or get exercise.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Let's talk about how important lifestyle is in preventing the number one cause of death in America. And it's been estimated that 80% of it could be prevented by lifestyle. If you were to ask me what's the one most important thing that you shouldn't do, hopefully you're not doing it, is not smoke. And the second most important is to know what your A1C is, or your fasting glucose. A1C, hemoglobin A1C, it's an average of your blood sugar over the past 3 months. And you want to know what that is so you know that you're not a diabetic. You also want to know your blood pressure. You want to know your cholesterol. And you want to try and get the steam out of your ears. We were talking about before how important stress is. You want to get down to ideal body weight, and you're talking about exercise. Make sure once you start an exercise program, if you haven't been in one for a while, talk to the doctor, especially if you're a male over the age of 40 or a female over the age of 50.
All right. Now, that makes sense?
Yeah, but just because you're like in physically good-looking shape, you're not overweight, exercise is still important then.
Well, exercise is important for so many different things, and we can't get over this conversation without telling you how important diet is. A heart-healthy diet, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, chicken, fish, turkey. You just have to eat a heart-healthy diet. Eliminate the saturated fats, the trans fats, the simple carbohydrates, the white flour products, the bakery goods.
All right, Ron. You got good answers.
Yeah. Stay warm, and I'm glad you're getting those papers out.
Preventative medicine. That's what you need to be. You have to think about things. You don't have to, but you're smart to. Especially if you have a family, you're going to be paying attention to the things, what you eat. It just seems like so much common sense is involved in all this, Ken.
But great comment. Why would you just want to do one?
Yeah, right. 888-553-7536. The news, this is a contemplative weekend. I wonder, as we look at all of the stories about those people on Black Friday who spent the night or the week living in a camper or in a tent or something, waiting to get into these stores and rush and push and try to get the best deals. Man, that can't be good for your health either.
Absolutely not. The stress of doing that. Ah. People getting angry and the hostility, people pulling guns on each other because they cut in line.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is craziness. It really is crazy. And it's all about money and greed, which has nothing to do with the holiday season, or maybe it does now.
Well, it's an excuse to let the steam out of the ears, but you need to do it in a better, healthy way.
Right. The news about mammograms and whether or not this is a controversy that goes on and on and on.
And this is only going to make it worse.
Well, go ahead. Tell the story.
Sit down when you hear this one and don't let this stress you out. But if you have questions, I'll be glad to answer them, because there's good news, bad news here. And some of this is going to confuse everybody and some of it may help. But there's two very interesting studies that came out just this week about mammograms, which is not going to help to simplify and give advice to women what to do about it. The first is in the medical journal Radiology. This is the good news, that although mammograms, they remain the gold standard for breast cancer, according to this group of authors, that for breast cancer screening, they're not the perfect test. But in this study, they report on three-dimensional mammography. This is a real breakthrough, three-dimensional mammography, and it addresses the two major flaws, Doug, of mammography. One of the flaws is the inability to see some cancers on a mammogram, and the other flaw of traditional mammography is the need to call back women for what looks like abnormal tissue that really isn't. And that's what this second article that came out this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, most of you have heard of that. And in this article, and this is the one that's going to confuse everybody, they found that mammograms have doubled the number of early stage breast cancer cases detected in America, but have not done much to reduce the number of deaths from advanced breast cancer. And this is according to a new analysis of 30 years of data. But in addition, as many as one-third of all newly diagnosed breast cancer patients in America are overdiagnosed, according to this study, as a result of mammogram screening. The important thing is that this mammogram screening did not use three-dimensional imaging. Patients were considered overdiagnosed when the data suggests they were treated often in an early stage for a cancer that would never have harmed them. So the take-home message from this second study is that it's diagnosing a lot of cases that are being treated but would not normally need to be treated if they wouldn't have been diagnosed by the technology. And the technology is also missing a lot of cancers that did need to be treated. But I think the hope is we do need a way to screen for breast cancer, which is just a huge problem. That's the understatement of the day. And maybe by adding better technology, three-dimensional mammograms like we just talked about, adding ultrasound, adding MRI to this whole imaging technology, I think will improve the outcomes that this current study showed. And I don't yet think that any of these studies will change the current recommendations, but it just means we need better studies and better imaging.
All right. So is this the same? Remember we talked actually off and on about this, how people think there's too much screening done for prostate problems. The decision was made early on, I think in some government care circumstances, that there was too much of this and it ought not to be done because it may not do anything. It may not prevent anything, because by the time you find them with a mammography, it's too late.
If you want to get funded today, you know, the government the current government, and I don't want to get political, but the current government is looking for studies and research that shows that doctors do too much. And anybody who comes up with studies showing that whatever we do is wasted or not appropriate and cuts down, ties our hands, the government's supporting it, they love it, and they're writing guidelines to tie our hands and make it look like what we've been doing for the past few decades is too much. So anybody who does this kind of research gets funded. So there's a real political correctness, coolness in trying to be in this niche when you're trying to get research grants, and that's looking at what we currently doing and trying to prove that it's too much. And this, I think, this study in the New England Journal of Medicine is in that cubbyhole.
888-553-7536. I would ask the question about menopause and how that affects all of this, because women, as they go into their, what it happens in their 50s for the most part, right? Isn't that when most women go into menopause?
The average age for menopause is about 51 to 52 in America.
Mm-hmm. And what happens if you're having a tough time with it? Does it make any difference, the psychology of it? Does that affect it, because it's all chemistry? Does that affect the chemistry in the rest of your body? And might it be something to be concerned about? If you're having a tough time with menopause, you're having a tough time, or could you, or do you need to be more vigilant? Is there any connection at all between the two?
Well, yes. Going through menopause is a different experience for each woman who goes through it. I'd love to hear some experiences of how you dealt with it. Some people, some women just absolutely don't want to go on hormone therapy or low-dose antidepressants, Neurontin, Catapress, bisphosphonates, some of the other drugs that we use, Avista. These are drugs, pharmacology, that's been used with some help to get rid of and limit or limit the symptoms of menopause. But a lot of women obviously would like to use lifestyle and home remedies or alternative medicine. And that's why this study in menopause was done this week about soy products. And they realize that consuming soy products does not prevent hot flashes and night sweats, Doug, in most women. And this was a large study. The authors of this study, I looked at it in great detail. They did feel that there is a subset of women due to genetics and metabolic factors who still may benefit more from the so-called phytoestrogens, and they may benefit more than others. So my opinion is, if you want to try the soy, I have no problem with that. If you want to try the cohosh, I have no problem with that. These phytoestrogens may help some people, black cohosh, yoga, vitamin E, but you want to do that carefully with the doctor, because there's a yin-yang. There are some concerns about using too much vitamin E. But the alternatives, yoga, black cohosh, the phytoestrogens, may help some people.
That's an interesting reality. Maybe something that you ought to check out if you're in that, if you're age-wise in that area, or if you have somebody that you love who's in that area. 888-553-7536 with Dr. Ken. More of your calls coming up here. Lots of information this weekend.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. It's the busiest shopping time of the year. Black Friday and Cyber Monday are almost here, and tech is at the top of wish lists. This year, mobile marketing will be big, and AT&T Mobile Marketing Solutions is helping businesses reach you with the best deals anywhere, anytime. Using mobile barcodes, QR codes, and geofencing, businesses can be sure you have the best offers right in the palm of your hand. No need to worry about finding the next power fix for your smartphone with the new Duracell PowerMat 24-hour power system. It features a wireless charging case for the iPhone 4 and 4S or Samsung Galaxy S3, a portable backup battery to keep you powered on the go, and a sleek power mat. For the reader in the family, there's the Kobo Mini, the world's smallest and lightest full-featured e-ink e-reader. The Mini features a 5-inch no-glare e-ink touchscreen that makes reading easy on the eyes, and it fits in your pocket so you can carry up to 1,000 e-books wherever you go. Never worry about losing your files and pictures again with Carbonite. Automatically backup computer files on Macs and PCs whenever the computer is connected to the internet, featuring anytime, anywhere access so users can remotely access their files from any internet-connected device. The gamer in your life needs the Logitech G710 Plus mechanical gaming keyboard. It offers high-speed, low-noise mechanical keys and adjustable dual-zone backlighting to minimize distraction and help you stay focused on the game. Six programmable G-keys let you record and access up to 18 game-specific functions. For more information, go to killerapps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here taking your calls at 888-553-7536. People calling with the questions about the power swabs, the stuff for your teeth, 800-867-4089. Connection to the power swab, 800-867-4089.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to take your calls at 888-553-7536. Let's have a conversation with Tom, who's listening to Good Day Health in Alexandria, Louisiana. Tom, it's our pleasure to talk with you. What can Dr. Ken do for you?
Good morning, Dr. Ken. Thank you, Doug. Doug, I'm your energy advisor from Alexandria. We spoke last week about energy.
We did. It's fine. I remember. Yes. You've got a good thing going with the oil wells and stuff.
Well, I hope that you're well, sir. Dr. Ken, I'm concerned this morning about medicine, the direction it's headed in, naturally, as I'm sure you are. We've an 86-year-old retired GP, an uncle, a brother that's an anesthesiologist, and he's 59. Now, we have a niece that's recently become a trauma surgeon. What does she have to look forward to in medicine, Dr. Ken, at her age, 35?
Well,
what's the future look like?
The future looks like big institutions are taking over. The hospitals are consolidating and buying practices. Academia is is taking over. There's there are incentives, financial incentives, that are coming out of the Obama administration to make it very hard on your own to be able to practice for the first time. And the White Ivory Tower, finally, after years of trying, is looking like they may succeed and take over medicine, have a centralized control, and we may become employees. And I see, unless there's a dramatic change, I see us moving more and more towards a nationalized, socialized type of medicine, very much like the VA system, where we're all employees of the government, and you come in, and it's like going to the Motor Vehicle Bureau.
More and more.
And there are going to be people who are going to resist and try to make it and not get somebody else in between you and me and the patient. That's what I love about the way I practice. I work for the patient. I don't work for a hospital. I don't work for the government. I work directly for my patient. And that's why I practice the way I do. And I really am concerned when people are becoming employees of the government and the hospitals. Yes, we need some, but when we all become that way and there's a monopoly, who we serve is not going to be directly to the patient. And this is I really mourn and just inside I am hurting for the profession that I've devoted my life to and that I love so much.
Dr. Ken, in addition to this pain that you and my brother and my uncle and all of the hundreds of thousands of you out there serving us are feeling. In addition to that, I have a couple of other questions. One, will the level of care, in your opinion, remain the same, or will it go down? And number two, what's going to happen to the numbers that are needed, the number of new physicians that are needed every year to fill the gap?
Well,
what's going to happen to that?
Well, that's a big problem. They suddenly are giving 30 million people new insurance, which we need to take care of them, but we definitely don't have the primary care doctors to meet them. You know, in Massachusetts, where Doug is, that's the beginning of the model for Obamacare. It takes a year to get an appointment as a new patient with a primary care doctor. So this was not planned well. So there's enormous pressure from Washington on people like me, a subspecialist, being demonized to go and practice internal medicine because that's what they need right now, and we need to turn them out. But what are we going to do about all the people who need subspecialty care? And I think there's going to be enormous decrease in development of new drugs, new technology, because all of this is taxed excessively in Obamacare and demonizing the profit to innovate and to incentivize new development. So we're not, I really am concerned that the Nobel Prizes, the innovation that American medicine has led in the last couple of decades is going to be lost.
All right, this is an interesting, I wasn't expecting that call. What a good call, though. What a great question or two, profiling where do the people go in medicine who are getting into it. Where are the graduates of medical colleges going, and what are they going to be doing as far as specialties are concerned? Another hour of questions for Dr. Ken at 888-553-7536 coming right up here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.